It's like, honey, in your red room, red room.
Direct from the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex.
It's like, honey, in your ear hole.
You're real excited about that.
Yeah. I don't know why we take her anywhere.
What made you laugh?
Ridiculous.
Took everything to not say what she wanted to say.
It's another episode of The Superiority Complex. Justine is here, of course. You heard her in that fabulous intro. Jake is here.
Hello.
Patrick is here.
Hola.
No John Sandy today. I apologize for all you fans of John Sandy. We know he has a huge following out there. He will be back next week. He's a little under the weather, and not under the weather. He's hurt his knee. He's had a rough year, John Sandy, that guy. But he'll be back.
He's a good egg, though.
He is a good egg, and
holding in.
He'll be back and better than ever.
He's locking it down.
It's of course, we're in between Digital Movie Club weeks, and so that means it's time for another episode of What Have You Done? So let's talk about it. So let me ask you.
Such a half-ass.
What have you done?
What have you done?
Justine, what do you got? What have you done recently?
I finished watching The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
How was it?
It's dark.
Chilling?
I've heard it's dark. So is it a comedy or no?
No.
Oh,
so Sabrina
pass.
The Teenage Witch?
Sabrina? Pass.
No, it's
or is this
so
a different
good.
Thing?
It's the same premise. Like, it's her, but it's
Sabrina,
not a comedy.
It's
in the
like,
same world as the new Riverdale.
It's like a cult and murder eat people.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because she talks about Riverdale. They don't go into it, but it's, if you watch Riverdale, Riverdale's kind of dark also.
What is
to,
Riverdale?
Like, Archie.
Tell
what?
Us. Tell us about Riverdale.
Tell us about Riverdale.
What's Riverdale? I don't know.
The last
Riverdale?
Episode I saw Riverdale, Archie was banging his teacher.
But what's Riverdale?
You don't listen to Besotted Geek?
No.
Riverdale follows Archie.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
like about the Archie comic.
Yeah, but it's like a reboot where it's all dark.
It's dark.
Know? All you had to say.
What? How do you not know what Riverdale is?
You say it's a dark reboot of the Archie comics.
Anyways, Sabrina's really good.
Is it?
It's really dark. I don't know if it's for kids or not. It's
no,
TV-14.
It's not for kids.
No, that's not for kids.
That's not a kid.
But I don't think Riverdale's for kids, but it's also, I don't know.
It's for teens.
Is it?
It has to be. I don't know. I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, you're not going to watch
neither.
Sabrina?
Mm-mm. No.
I never watched the original Sabrina.
It's the daughter in Mad Men playing Sabrina.
Oh, is that true?
If you like dark, you should watch The Haunting of Hill House.
It's on my list.
I've heard that's great. Have not watched it.
On episode 7, I think.
Yeah.
What?
Have you watched that yet?
Latin history? No. For morons?
With John Leguizamo. Sorry.
Backyard brawl.
I just saw it and I was like, oh.
I don't like that John Leguizamo gets to be the representative for all Latinos.
Bring it up with Netflix.
Should watch Sabrina. Instead of them saying like...
Edward James almost should be the representative for all Latinos. That's it. I've spoken.
Isn't he dead?
Edward James almost is not dead. He's on the Mayans.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I forget. I don't keep track of celebrities.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Justine. Go ahead. I was just...
Anyways, and after funny. That, I watched... we finished Making a Murderer.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched The Shining.
When did you watch it?
I don't know. 2 days ago?
For Halloween?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And?
Put you in the mood for the midterm elections. you watch right. the old Shining. So you had never seen it?
No.
Aside from the bits in Ready Player One?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had never seen it. What did you think first time seeing it?
Oh, it was really good.
Did you...
And stupid at the same time.
Like, what was stupid about it?
Her acting. I don't know if that's what he wanted out of her.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he wanted out of her.
Stanley Kubrick, so he...
Like,
he,
honestly, I wanted to hit her so
he, like,
hard.
He ruined her mentally
yeah, he
for
did.
The movie.
Kind of
yeah,
did.
That's about right.
Yeah.
in the scenes where she was crying?
Who screams like that when the door is getting the hammer to it? Her scream was just, like, I couldn't.
Someone's coming in there to murder her.
Those were genuine.
But she could have done other kinds of screaming than what
those were
doing.
Genuine.
Yeah, she was actually, I don't think she was acting much.
She, what Stanley Kubrick, he basically belittled her whenever she was on set, isolated her, basically just broke her down. And there are a lot of scenes where he would just keep having her do it again and again and again and again until she just broke down.
And those were the best scenes?
You ever feel like Jake's just making stuff up?
No, I'm not.
I believe that's true.
I'm not.
I'm sure it is, but every once in a while I'll just go, mm-mm. Is he bullshitting?
Not bullshitting. Not once in my life.
Wow. Right there.
Sorry, I just had
I kind of wish, though, when he was at the bar that they would show him, like, just talking to himself, but they never really did. He was okay.
You find out later that he was.
Well, yeah, he is. He just wanted more.
They do that to give you the sense that he's
that crazy.
He's crazy, but you don't really get the feeling that he is until after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little bit.
And then it made me laugh.
They dropped the bomb
on the typewriter when he's been typing, made me laugh.
That's just what? Nuts.
All work and no play
makes Jack a dull boy.
So funny.
Why does that make you laugh?
That sentence is so funny. I just couldn't stop laughing at it. And the fact that it was kept repeating made me just laugh even more.
It's because he was insane.
It's so funny, though. But the kid is my favorite part of this whole movie.
Mental illness is funny to you? Because there are millions of people who suffer this.
This boy was my favorite little boy. I don't know. I hope he has a spinoff or something, but...
I don't think so.
No? They should have showed him as an adult. I wish they went more into The Shining.
Like what it was?
Yeah.
Well, you should watch an episode of The Simpsons, Treehouse of Horror. I don't remember which one. Called The Shining.
The Shining?
My friend was telling me that that's his favorite Shining, is The Simpsons.
It's pretty good. It's really, really good.
Yeah. I didn't think the girls were scary at all.
Listen to this.
They're not supposed to be scary. They're unsettling.
Yeah,
unsettling. Jack Nicholson's character had to be crazy and angry all the time. And in my character, I had to cry 12 hours a day, all day long, the last 9 months straight, 5 or 6 days a week. I was there a year and a month, and there must be something to primal scream therapy, because the day after it was over, I'd cried for my 12 hours. I went home very contented. It had a very calming effect. During the day, I would have been absolutely miserable. After all that work, hardly anyone even criticized my performance in it, even to mention it, it seemed like. The reviews were all about Kubrick, like I wasn't there. That's what Shelley says.
She was barely in the film, though. She only showed up in the end. It bothered me that she wasn't seeing anything yet until the very end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like the kid a lot. I wish he was talking more to Tony or something, but I could do a whole movie on that one. That would have been fine with me.
According to Vivian Kubrick, in the commentary, The Making of The Shining, Stanley Kubrick deliberately bullied Duvall in order to enhance the insecurity of Wendy Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
He can even be heard in the film saying to the other crew members while she's standing right next to him, "Don't sympathize with Shelley."
I didn't even feel that bad for her. She was a whatever character for me.
Did you guys see what I live with?
I don't know.
She's heartless.
She was whatever throughout the whole movie. Until he got mad at her for being in the room and breaking concentration, that, like, I was like, oh, okay, I guess she's just kind of there, but...
I'm reading again.
I mean, I would be mad if she broke my concentration.
The result of this abusiveness can be seen in the famous baseball bat scene, which was done in 127 takes.
Which she hits him?
The scene with the most takes ever with spoken dialogue, according to Guinness Book of World Records. Jack Nicholson is menacing Duvall, and she is swinging a bat at him in distress. Duvall was crying between takes, and her hysteria was quite real by the time the director found his shot.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen King was also notoriously discontent with the way his novel was adapted for the big screen. Apart from his other complaints about the film, he recently reflected on the way Duvall's character was presented in an interview for Rolling Stone in 2014. The movie is so misogynistic. I mean, Wendy Torrance is just presented as sort of a screaming dish rag.
Yeah, she's so annoying.
Yep.
Even if that's real, she's still just horrible. Just horrible to watch. I can't with her. And she doesn't even die. Come on. I couldn't.
It's not about her, okay?
I wanted him to get to her.
It's about the hotel.
the whole time I was like, get to her. It just didn't happen.
You know, you could say the hotel's the real main character.
But when I rewatched, what was the movie that it came from?
Ready Player One.
Mm-hmm. It's not really the same.
What do you mean?
Well, when they show the woman in the bathtub in the real movie, she's like fat.
Yeah.
But when you watch her in the film, the Ready Player One, they keep her skinny and she's fast and she has the knife in her hand and she's trying to kill him.
Yeah.
They weren't going for one-to-one recreation.
It's artistic.
It's a video
license.
Game, Justine.
Yeah, so
the excited portion of that,
really
why we got
same.
So
how
excited.
How thrilling
to
would
see
it
that
be to
theaters?
Turn and see a fat person like that instead of just like this crazy zombie who's attacking you?
Well, not even that. Just to see in theaters.
Scary.
To have them take you literally into that movie is the what it felt like when you watched that.
Yeah,
so
it was
kind of
cool to
feeling.
See them recreate the
exactly.
Set.
It was a really it
yeah,
was fascinating
to see
that. Those
parts were cool until she jumped and
so yes, there's different you know artistic license with it, of course.
The and then they don't really show Jack Nicholson.
No, that's the
that's point. Not the point.
And then just the little
her,
kid.
Just, somebody take her off.
So
her
she
hands.
Liked The Shining. Okay, cool. Can that's we, good.
What did you give The
what
Shining?
Else did, what did you do, Patrick?
Like a 4.
You gave The Shining a 4?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was okay. I like the kid. If they just went
at first,
more
she said
into,
she liked it.
If they went more into The Shining, that would have been way more interesting for me.
What about when poor Scatman Crothers gets hit with an axe?
I feel like they should have just.
He dies so horribly.
I know.
It was. I was really bummed about that.
He made that journey. He drove all the way back up there.
If any, I think he was the creepiest thing out of that whole movie.
Scatman Crothers?
When he first started saying, like, she's like, wait, why are you calling him Doc? I was like, oh shit, this guy is creepy. Yeah.
You don't like it, huh?
And then he started talking to the kid, and that freaked me out more.
She liked it. 4 out of 10.
But
I loved it. Give it a 5.
It was okay. It made me laugh a lot. So whatever.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need to see a psychiatrist?
It made you laugh a lot. So you give it a 4 though.
Yeah.
So you liked it as much as Casablanca.
No, she gave Casablanca a 6.
She gave Casablanca
oh, that's right.
Six,
that's
yeah.
right. I forgot. Okay. Moving on.
So on like the normal scale, this is probably an 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can do Justine math.
No.
It's still a disturbing movie to me.
It's very disturbing.
Yeah, I like
if it's
it.
if it's under 5, double it.
Right.
Yeah.
So Patrick, what have you so you guys went to see
That's good, really all I've done.
Good, the Bad and the Ugly yesterday.
Yeah.
How was that?
We saw it in theaters.
A great
on
nap.
The Tuesday night classic movie night.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 of you went together?
We went together.
Did your lady friend go, Jake?
No.
Wait, can you tell him how we were seated?
So, there's 3 of us, right? It's me, Justine, and Jake, Jake, Justine, and I. Sorry, bad English. My mother will roll over in her grave. So we went to go see it, and the 3 of us sat together, and Jake sits in the middle between Justine and I.
Yep.
He's like, and I'm a third wheel, what? And just sits right in the middle.
Like you're the baby?
Yeah. So.
But you know what, though? It gave us a chance to talk to him because he was easily able to see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like both of us. It was just a little weird.
It was a little weird.
What made you sit between them?
Because Justine was in front of me, and I was just in the middle, and Patrick was trailing behind. So I'm like, all right, I'll just sit down.
Yeah, you didn't think that maybe they wanted to sit next
to
each other? For 3 hours?
No.
I don't think she cared. I don't think you really cared.
Do you guys hold hands or do anything during a movie?
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
So it wouldn't have mattered if I was there
like
or not.
Does
all of a sudden we're
you guys freak out when we show any affection
does Janine,
in public.
Justine ever do that thing where she like yawns and then puts her arm around you?
She does
like
the yawn and stretch.
Yeah, the yawn and such stuff.
Wow. No, I do that in the car.
That's cool. Oh, you do that?
Yeah, when I'm driving, I'll just go. And then I'll just put my hand over him.
Oh, that's adorable.
Just to annoy him because he's usually playing video games.
Let me ask you this. When you slam on the brakes, you reach out and hold.
That's a guy thing to do.
But you don't do that. That's a mom thing to do.
That's a guy thing to do to grab a girl.
No.
We're trying to protect you.
No, that's a mom thing to save her child. I do that because it's a
that's
guy thing to grab a girl.
Do.
Yeah. Not all guys.
Stop short and grab.
Shit. Oh, I got you. Save
I stop short and then I grab.
And then you just leave it.
Good old Seinfeld. That's my move. I stop short, and then I grab.
Oh,
No, I guess I'm horrible.
Little did we know we'd have a president that does that.
Oh, my God.
Horrible. It was funny when it was on Seinfeld.
It's not funny anymore.
What?
So, anyways, we saw The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly in theaters. It was beautiful. Sounded fantastic. Jake and Justine fell asleep because they're pieces of shit. I stayed awake for all 3 hours of it. I loved every second
How did it look on the big screen? I've never seen it on the big screen.
It actually looked really good. Yeah. Like, I thought it was going to be really grainy and bad quality. It was fantastic.
Yeah. The music was grainy.
That was the only problem. The sound, again, it's an old movie, so it's to be expected, but the sound was a little bit too low, like music-wise.
They didn't turn it up a little.
It could have been a little bit higher.
It was the opposite of the problem we had with Bullet.
Yeah.
They needed to crank it up.
Yeah. You don't know, Jake. You didn't go.
That was a movie that was made for to see on the biggest screen possible, because it's like, you know.
But those shots... when you're in the graveyard scene at the end on the big screen is to die for.
Tuco's running around and everything.
Oh, yeah, he's running around the graveyard and you got the motion blur behind him. You get like dizzy as shit.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
But it's like on the big screen, you can really, you feel it. And you're just like, oh, God, I'm
How did that last like 10 minutes of them just staring at each other? So you got to see Lee Van Cleef's eyes all
Angel eyes.
Yes. You got to see them all close up.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
How'd you
I finally noticed he's missing the tip of his middle finger.
The middle
finger. I didn't even know that. That was crazy. It was beautiful, though. That was a wonderful experience. And if you ever have the chance to see it in theaters, go see it in theaters.
Have to wait till next,
but not the three-hour one.
Yeah.
No, go see the three-hour one. It was great.
I don't mind seeing a three-hour movie.
I had no problem staying awake.
How did you guys fall asleep? You'd watched the movie already.
They're assholes.
I know, so I fell asleep and I knew what was going on.
They didn't feel guilty about it.
Yes, I already saw it. I fell asleep during the where they bumped into the two armies fighting over the bridge. I slept through
that. They basically fell asleep from the prison encampment to the bridge.
Jeez.
No, not the prison. I didn't fall asleep during the prison
encampment. You were out for a couple minutes. No. I watched you both.
My eyes were closed, but I was listening.
I was listening. You had to listen so hard because the volume was low. So.
Yeah, I had to listen. Yeah, I had to pay attention real hard.
So they missed like the train scene where he gets rid of his handcuffs. They get...
No, I saw that.
You saw that part?
Yes. You can't say what we didn't see.
Yeah, don't put words in my mouth.
I'm sorry. You all were asleep.
No.
Thank you.
That's all we said when we left the theater.
When they were in the town where they bumped into Angel Eyes.
How did Clint Eastwood's Baby Blues look up on that big screen there, Justine?
It was dreamy. Beautiful. He was Angel Eyes.
More like dreamy.
Well, when I was looking at him, like, he is a lot younger in this.
Uh-huh.
And he's way cuter in this than
Paint Your Wagon.
Paint Your Wagon. I should have worn, like, a Paint Your Wagon shirt.
Blondie!
Still the best ending scene ever. Just appears behind the trees, takes his shot.
Love it. It's a great movie.
He's the good.
Blondie, you're a son of wah, wah, wah.
I mean, you see more of like the makeup that they did when he's in the sand.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine. It's okay.
I just wanted to peel it.
Right?
You just see that must it, like, have been so satisfying over. To peel off all like the...
his burn makeup.
Yeah, all the burn makeup. Well, you do that when you put like the... What is it? The gum, whatever stuff you put on for prosthetics for like Halloween makeup.
The rubber?
Spirit gum?
Yeah, spirit gum. It's so satisfying to peel off.
You know, you just paint your hand with Elmer's glue and go to town.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
Thanks. And it's like peeling
skin. Once
it
dries, you just kind of peel it off like a sunburn.
Except that one's weirdos. Like thicker and it's like...
That's what she said.
Good stuff,
like
though.
Popping a pimple.
They did the... I remember you guys rated Good, the Bad, and the Ugly pretty high.
Yes. I rated it a 10 when we first watched it, and it's still a 10.
Okay, I was going to say, did seeing it on the big screen change your perception of it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Still good. Yeah, still good. Parts I saw
so
were great.
Fun. Yeah, I wish I would have seen it. I went to see...
It made me really want to watch Once Upon a Time
in the West.
In
I'd
the
love
theater.
To see that.
That would be great to see. Because just I was reimagining the 10-minute opening sequence for that whole time, and I'm just like, man, I would love to see that on the
just,
screen.
Justine asleep on your shoulder, you just taking it all in.
Yeah, that's all I did. I mean, it was kind of nice. Like, they weren't talking to me or anything like that. I was able to really enjoy while they were passed out. It was great.
And was Tuco even better on the big screen?
So absolutely.
So good. He's still fantastic.
I would love to see Bronson on the big screen.
We have to keep our eyes peeled, because there's a lot of when the new Beverly reopens, you guys need to get down there. It's over by CBS Television Studios. And they do a lot of double features. So they have certain nights. And Quentin Tarantino is a part owner. So since movies like Good, the Bad, and the Ugly and stuff like this are part of his repertoire, I'm sure they'll have like a Charles Bronson
So to prep for this, I was watching Django Unchained.
How was it?
That was great. Still a great movie.
Django Unchained, there's a little bit of that in the old Red Dead Redemption 2 we'll get into.
But, I want it so bad.
The only other thing that I've been doing besides watching that movie was I've been playing Diablo 3 on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun. It's a nice little time waster.
Yeah. Why are you making sounds? Yeah. We don't poop on other people's choices here.
I'm not pooping on his choice. I'm pooping on the game itself.
Why?
It's just, it gets so boring so fast.
It's very grindy.
All right.
And it's been what? Four, five years longer. I don't even know when it came out. 10 years?
In exciting
and it hasn't really changed.
Otherwise, next week, Battlefield 5.
We're pumped for Battlefield 5.
Oh,
I gotta get,
my God.
I got to get the rest of my exploring done in Red Dead
Redemption
2.
You better hurry up, dude. I'm going to have to play Red Dead on the side.
I'm like halfway through the game right
there's
now.
There's no way.
I'm halfway through the game with no end in sight. It doesn't seem like...
No, like there's no end to that game.
Yeah, it's pretty great. But not in a bad way.
No, it's fantastic. There's a lot of stuff.
Did you start hunting some of the legendary animals?
I did. I will tell you a little bit about...
It was so nice to have this in that movie when it's in the other one. You just get that small moment that connects him to...
Look at Justine.
She's
got what? That, she's got that faraway look in her eye. Because she's thinking about Lee Van
Cleef. That longing.
He is good.
Mm-hmm. He's still such a good villain.
I really like him.
You like him better as the villain or as the good guy?
I like when they team up. No, I like when they team up.
I like
it's fun
good guy.
Between the two of them. They were pretty fun.
He was such a good villain.
We're going to have a tiny little return of Lee Van Cleef when we get to the 80s. But it's not a very big part, but there is a movie that he will have a big return, a return in.
Good.
And he's playing a not-so-nice character.
I'm just really bummed that we have to say goodbye to Bronson.
You don't have to because I think they're streaming all the Death Wish movies on Amazon right now.
And you know what? Bronson lives on.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of Bronson, I was reading a comic book on the right over here and somebody made a Charles Bronson reference.
There you
and
go.
I lost it. I was like, yes, he's everywhere.
See? He's still around. Mm-hmm. I went to see the old Mystery Science Theater live tour last night in Los Angeles.
And?
At the Novo. I had never been to the Novo right there in LA Live. It's a weird venue. It's kind of like a, it's set up kind of like a, there's a stage, but there's like several places in LA. It has a bar at the back of the room, and then the stage is up front.
How drunk did you get?
I did not get drunk because my kid was with me, but we laughed and laughed and laughed.
She kind of drove.
And we laughed. It was funny. It was great. Seeing the puppets live is always great. Catching all the references.
What was the movie?
It was a movie called The Brain. It was a Canadian horror movie from the 80s.
Nice.
Not very good. And then when I told Brent about it, he's like, yeah, I own that movie. And I was like,
of course he does.
Of course you do, Brent. Of course Brent
what
owns
What B-movie does he not
he
own?
He owns them all. I thought I had... I've met my match in Brent because he knows movies that I don't even know exist. And he knows them. You know, so...
That's still impressive.
It was very funny. It was very good. There's a lot of good jokes. My favorite joke, without any context, giant Peter Dinklage is what somebody looked like a giant Peter Dinklage. And when they mention that, as soon as you look, you're like, that makes perfect sense. That's the only way to describe that person.
That's horrible.
Oh, it's funny. But yeah, great movie. It's still on tour. I think it's touring around. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of laughs. I needed that. You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What are you up to, Jake? What have you been up to watching these days, aside from Good and the Bad and the Ugly and all that good stuff?
I've been watching Haunting of Hill House.
How was that? I've heard it's excellent.
Fantastic. If you like American Horror Story, more so the first season than some of the other ones, or maybe the Coven one, but yeah, house is haunted. Family lives in it. Mm-hmm. They all get extremely fucked up and ruined by it, and you kind of slowly piece together what happened. There's a specific night that kind of just threw everything into chaos and kind of ruined the whole family, and you kind of slowly piece together what happened from each different character's perspective. It's really cool.
The original Haunting of Hill House, I believe, was I can never remember. If it's this one, there's another one. No, it's not House on Haunted Hill. There is a... Yeah, it's... it was about a... oh, no, it's just called The Haunting, not The Haunting of Hill House. But it was based on that novel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was directed by our friend Robert Wise, who directed... he directed, I think, West Side Story and... Star Trek, the motion picture. And they actually, that was a really good, really, like, sort of a very intellectual horror movie that was done. So I was surprised when they took that as the, so is there somebody investigating the haunting, or is this, it's just telling the story of what happened?
It's telling, well, it's, you kind of go back and forth between the present day of what's going on with the family. And then it's almost like every episode picks a different member of the family.
Ah, okay.
And you, there's a certain day that happens that kind of ends up bringing the family together. And so it's like you kind of see what was leading up for that person during that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sort of piece in what happened on the night when they were kids.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you're sort of piecing together what's going on right now and then what happened on this, what happened on that. They call it what happened, they say that night.
Is it
the night was, that was is there a traumatic real, for
is
the
whole there, family. Is there a real ghost? Don't spoil it. Don't
you
tell
have
me.
To, you have to watch.
Don't tell me.
You have to watch to find out. But it's great. Only 10 episodes.
All right.
So far, first season. It's great.
Is there anything else you guys have been up to lately?
We saw My Favorite Murder.
Oh, you went to the live show? How was that? Of another podcast. How was that?
How's it like to be a trader?
It was good. Have you seen the show? What's that show called?
Dateline?
Mindhunters?
Oh, the one on Netflix?
Mm-mm. There's a guy that plays Ed Kemper in that. And they brought him out after the show.
7,000 people.
Damn. Was it great?
It was crazy. It was full.
It was really, yeah, that was crowded. But they brought out the guy who played Ed Kemper, and he was cool. He was just talking about his role and what he did. And then I guess he has some other movies coming up and shows.
He's going to be in the new Umbrella Academy show on Netflix.
What's Umbrella Academy?
It's a comic book by Image Comics, and it is fantastic if you've never read it. It's about a small family of kids that have been... scientifically altered to have powers,
mm-hmm.
and like they all have different roles, and it's a horrible backstory and all this fun stuff. It's great. It is a fantastic comic.
He's also going to be in something else with Mary J. Blige, isn't he? Like an like a bad guy with her or something.
Yeah, in Umbrella Academy.
Oh,
I remember one night I was walking. We were driving somewhere. We were driving back home from my wife and I. And I turned it on news at like KNX 1070 or something locally, and it was like Grammy night, and we were just getting like the results. And the radio announcer announced that Mary J. Bilge had won the Grammy Award.
Bilge. Jeez.
So I always remember Mary J. Bilge.
That's like when the cameraman doesn't know who's famous when they're filming things on like a concert or something.
Or they quote the wrong person, like... during the World Series, there was somebody took a picture with Sandy Koufax, you know, arguably the greatest pitcher of all time. And somebody's like, hey, it's Bill Nye, the science guy.
Wow.
So
there you go.
No. They really thought it was.
Wow.
Was it that asshole Fox announcer?
By the way, Mystery Science Theater premieres, the new season premieres on Netflix on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day. So.
Oh, I know what I did. I watched the second season of Castlevania. On Netflix.
How is that?
It's great. It's really, really well done art style.
Animated.
Yeah, it's thing. Based off of the video game, the original video game. So it brings you, like, the show brings you right up into where you pick up in a couple of games in Castlevania. And it's really
Symphony
well done.
Of the Night.
Yeah, I think so. It's really well done, and I highly recommend it.
All right, I'll check it out.
It's cool. It's just, like, the artwork alone is stunning, and will do wonders for you.
Well, I did a silly thing. I went out this week and I watched Bohemian Rhapsody because I thought you guys were all going to watch it. And I thought, okay, we're all going to go see it because you were so pumped up, Justine.
I'm still pumped up.
When we played the music last week, you're like, I want to go. Our power went out at our house yesterday for the better part of all morning. Was up from 4 a.m. on until I spent the whole morning with no power reading my Kindle that was slowly draining. And I went to get a haircut, and then I was like, you know what? I can't go back to the house. Nothing to do. I am going to go see this movie. And luckily, Adam Tickets, shout out to Adam Tickets. I have the app on my phone. They had a thing for being a customer. It was a one free movie ticket.
Nice.
So I cashed it in yesterday and saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
How did you survive
free.
Not being able to play Red Dead Redemption?
I know. I was pretty bummed because I got to a point. The thing I was worried about is Renee talked about it, and I don't think we talked about it on the show. Sony didn't for a while, they weren't letting you use an external hard drive the way Xbox does. And you could use an external hard drive, but you could only use it to store music and videos and things like that. You couldn't use it to store any games. So apparently, in one of the recent updates, they changed that. And Renee said, yeah, they did it. So I had an external drive that I had already set aside for that purpose that was just sitting there. I loaded it back up, and lo and behold, you can do it. So I got all my old games on that hard drive now. For a while, you couldn't do that.
Yeah, it's been about a year now that you've been able to do
it. Well, it must have been right after I tried to do it.
Because I know, because I had to update. I had an issue with my old PlayStation that I had to update, and basically I put everything on the hard drive and put everything back.
I was worried that my my files were going to be corrupted because the power shut off, and I have it on. Instead of waiting for it to load, I just pause it and go into rest mode so I can just pick up.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, but the external hard drive, the external hard drive crashed. Had a reboot, but it worked. It was fine. It was all fine. Anyway, Bohemian Rhapsody, I will just, in a nutshell, I'll wait till you guys watch it, but to give you guys a thumbnail, I liked it as a celebration of Queen and Queen's music. And if you love the music, you should go see it on the biggest screen possible, as loud as you want it to be, because Queen is a band that you should listen to as loudly as possible.
I heard loud and we proud. Heard a clip of it.
And
when he goes, ayo.
Yeah. At the Live Aid.
Yeah,
that cool. you can get that on the soundtrack.
I actually have seen both Live Aids.
You've seen the real,
the real 3D ones.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's a great, as a tribute to the band, it's fantastic. As a movie, it suffers from everything that musical biographies do, in that you have to hit certain points. You have to tell the story from A to B. Everybody knows where it ends, and you have to kind of fill in the blanks. And so the controversy in this movie is they do fudge the timeline as to when he's diagnosed with AIDS. They do address it. And it was actually later than it's portrayed in the movie. It was after Live Aid. And then also there's a scene where Freddie is made to look kind of like the bad guy because he wants to go solo. And he breaks up the band. But by this time, Brian May had already gone solo a couple of times. So Freddie didn't go solo till much later. But it is kind of a portrait of Freddie Mercury. It's interesting because you figure out that he's like a very lonely guy, of course, having to be gay in a time when it wasn't, you had to be closeted. And so, and people just kind of thought it was an act, you know? So it's really, really cool. It's a really great,
people could have ever thought that was,
we
an act.
Had no idea he was gay. We just were like, this guy rocks, you know? And then you're just like, you know,
you're like, oh yeah. Well, oh, okay.
Cause remember videos at the time, I mean, we would just see these bands. So some of Freddie Mercury's biggest hits were, before videos were ever, you know, I think there's a video for like Bohemian Rhapsody, but it wasn't until like the early 80s that they started doing videos. So you would hear these bands and just think, you know, you had no idea what they look like aside from the album covers. And but it's great. As I would say, as a celebration of Queen's music, it's a 10. As a musical biography, it's about a 6. So
I'm okay with that.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What would you rate Selena?
Selena is inferior to La Bamba, and I know a lot of people will. I know a lot of Latinos who will take me to task for that.
There are people rioting in the
streets right now. There are people who are rioting in the
streets
for me. Selena's okay. She was never. I was never that much into Selena, so it's not like a big thing for me.
Oh, you didn't care for the movie.
So the movie was all right. J Lo not Mexican. Like, it just bugs me. Why?
Yeah, a lot of people are upset about that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Let a Mexican play a Mexican. All right.
It's like a Ghost in the Shell.
Ugh. Don't even get me started.
Whitewashing. Well, you know what it is for me? It's not that I don't think J-Lo was sincere, and not that I don't think she liked the music, but it's just, I think for Hollywood, it's like, it's good enough. She's Puerto Rican. Yeah, close enough.
You could have gotten somebody who could have done it.
You know.
And would have done a great job.
Yeah. So there's a lot of...
No, they wanted J-Lo.
He's got some issues with it. You can tell.
How was that guy who played Fred Mercury?
Freaking fantastic.
Yeah, he looks
really? He looks like he does.
He nails it. And you know what? What I liked is they kind of don't, the band kind of gets, they don't go as deep into the band, but they kind of get their moment. You know what I mean? They're not just like, but what made me feel old is the guy who plays John Deacon, the bass player, is the kid from Jurassic Park.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
So if you want to feel old AF, I kept thinking, where do I know this guy from? He looks so familiar. And later on in the movie, he's kind of got that 80s haircut where it's curly on the top and like shaved on the sides. And then he really looked familiar. And I was like, I know this kid from somewhere, like some kind of movie, something. And I had to look it up. And it was like, oh, my God, it's the kid from Jurassic Park.
Nice.
It's like Gala something.
Galileo.
Gallimimus. Gallimimus.
Gallimama.
There's another thing that's a little that takes away some of the not jokes, but some of the things are a little too on the nose. Like Mike Myers plays the record executive who doesn't want to release Bohemian Rhapsody as a single, and he's like, "This isn't the kind of song that kids are going to be banging their heads in their car to." Because remember, he was in Wayne's World. So, yeah.
But I mean, it's nice that they put him in there.
But it was still like, we get it. But some of the, like the Live Aid concert at the end is handled really well. And a lot of the performances, like a lot of the musical stuff, is just really, really well done. And you can tell it's done by people who love the music.
Any other interesting actors
There is one of our friends from Game of Thrones who I don't want to mention, but as soon as I saw him, I immediately was like...
Peter Dinklage.
Giant Peter Dinklage, that's right. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to ruin it
is
for you.
Is that the name for your new friend?
Giant Peter Dinklage is the name of my new podcast.
Is that your name for your penis?
No. That would just be Peter Dinklage.
Slightly below average Peter Dinklage.
Poor Nicole.
Let's see. We have to talk about... I was going to ask you guys. So give me your top five Queen songs, because this really made me want to listen to some Queen songs. Do you have a top five? Can you think of top five? Where does that land on your... Where is that in your top five?
Six.
You don't like another one, Bites of Dust?
That song, I don't know. Such it annoys me.
Why?
I think it's just played...
A lot of people play it.
It's just
there's
overplayed.
So many good ones.
I like We Are the Champions. That's just that's fun for me.
That We Are the Champions, great, and the rendition that they gets
they
in
do,
the movie
they do it?
Will get you. It gave me chills because it's like it reminds me of every championship that I was witness to in the 80s. We would just sing that song. Lakers win again. We are the champion.
For me, because I'm younger, it brought me back to Mighty Ducks.
Fat Bottom Girls,
great song. And if you ever want to hear a good parody, we will be watching it. This is Spinal Tap. They do a parody of that song. Big Bottom.
Don't Stop Me Now.
I love that song.
That's a good one.
And somebody that song in Shaun of the Dead is the best.
Oh, that's right.
Best scene.
Uh-huh. That's right.
When I hear that song, I'm like, I just want to kill zombies.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, easy under pressure. You can't.
With Bowie, they don't. They do mention Bowie. They use it in the song, and they use it as background in the movie, so you don't get the context of it. They do mention Bowie in another.
I was curious to see if they had somebody play him. That would have been great.
I was waiting for it to pop up. It did not. They do play the song.
That's
but
what
they
she said.
Hey, Dinklage. What are you laughing at?
Tonight, I'm going to have myself
a real good time. So we were listening to a bunch of Queen songs on the way here.
Yeah.
And it's just like you realize and you remember how good they were.
Yes.
And how you need to listen to them every single day just to get yourself
it just makes you
in
happy.
The mood for something.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what the song is, either, you know, up-tempo, low-tempo, it gets you excited.
Why did I tell you I want to use Tie Your Mother Down when I come out of the bullpen?
I get it
now. Get the crowd pumped up and then just give up the freaking, give up the go-ahead? Are you kidding me?
It's just like you want to listen to them.
By the way, the performance of this song, can I ruin the movie a little
yeah,
bit for
fine.
You?
No.
It's over the closing credits.
Wait, what?
And they have an actual, it's actual
footage
of
the concert?
Of
that's really Freddy, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, their music is just so good, and it's I don't think it's dated at all, and
no.
You can still really enjoy it.
As with any good music.
I gotta go, my number one all time, probably, it's not gonna be Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's up there.
It's over.
It's
overplayed.
Well, it's not overplayed so much in that, but it's just too many people try to do it like a karaoke and ruin it. Too many people who can't do it, but when you hear it as a piece, it's like... Awesome.
So there was a YouTube video done, and I have to find the link and I'll send it to you, a couple years ago, where a group actually acted out the song as a movie,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of the craziest things you've ever seen.
I've seen a few crazy things.
She had the 1,000-mile stare when she said that. I've seen a few crazy things.
I've seen some crazy things of RJ.
Flashbacks or sex.
You promise?
I got to go. This is my favorite queen right here, probably. I got to go. Well, let's see. This is, no. Okay. If push comes shove, I'm gonna go right here. I'm going
to
say.
If you had to pick one
right here.
Right now.
Here it is. Ready? 3 and a 2 and a 1, 2, 3.
Yes. So good.
Anybody. Listen to that.
I was going to say, this is on my top. Somebody true.
And piano.
It sucks because at my work, they play this, but it's the Glee version.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Thumbs down.
And this is the only version I hear.
Dang. What about Flash Gordon? Have you guys
Savior
ever actually,
of the universe.
Have you guys
do
ever
do
actually
do
watched that movie?
Do 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 do
I've
do
seen
do
parts of it.
It's pretty terrible. I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go. That's probably my favorite.
He's a miracle.
Every day of his life. He works till he aches his bones. At the end of the day.
I'm not going to lie. When I heard this song when I was little, I was directing it towards Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid.
Really? Were you
like,
in love with
him? All I want to do is just love him.
Why won't he love me? Why won't he love me? Why won't he make me give up my speech for him to love him? You still like Prince Eric?
Who doesn't?
I like Prince. Yeah, what about Prince?
I like the artist.
He doesn't even exist in real life. There is no blue-eyed dark hair guy.
Oh yeah, there is.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
He has blondish.
Angel eyes. Angel eyes. Angel eyes. Dark hair, blue eyes. Right there.
Him. Do that Blondie voice again.
Blondie. Blondie. You son of a bitch.
At the very end of the movie, the way he runs is so funny because his hands are to the side.
Mm-hmm.
He's like.
Yeah, he's kind of like doing
like
that.
Theatrical. Like, it's
very,
just a theatrical.
Very
thing with
theatrical.
His hands. Mm-hmm. He's almost like skipping as he's running.
Because he knows he's about to get that money.
He's pretty cool.
God.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Even by today's standards. $200,000?
$250,000? What is it?
$200,000.
Yeah.
$100,000.
That's a fifth of $1 million. I would take that right
Imagine
now.
How much that was back in the day.
Yes. That's like $1 million now.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Amazing. How big was the crowd at Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Was there?
It was pretty full room.
Not full. Not full
like
house.
The front wasn't full.
Pretty full.
It was full in the sense that everyone was able to have like one chair in between each.
Yeah.
Like,
how did the audience react? Laughs, applause?
All the time.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
I couldn't tell if the people behind us knew what was going to happen. Or if he didn't know.
There were people behind us.
Like, he reacted like he's never seen it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Reacted like they've never seen it.
But then also laughed before things happened.
But we're, like, prepared for some of the scenes.
It was confusing. I was like, this guy new to those or not new? You couldn't tell.
I love it.
It was great. It was it was fun to hear the little, like, the talking between those two.
I like to hear that people are going to this thing. That means that they'll continue.
They give us the big theater again.
Oh, that's nice.
There are a couple people that I recognize, so I feel like they go every time there's a...
Oh, okay.
There's like a...
It's only $5.
Tuesday. It's every Tuesday at like 7.
What's the next big one?
Wizard of Oz.
next Tuesday? Oh, I might go see that.
It's over in the Chino Hill Harkins.
I love the Wizard of Oz.
$5. Easy.
It's always good to see.
Good. Wizard of Oz?
You don't like it?
That's okay.
What?
It's.
Am I supposed to love it?
Yes.
Like you're supposed to love Mary
Poppins.
I was
really bothered because they showed this a part of that scene where they're at the Yellow Brick Road, like the beginning part.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow Brick Road.
It just bothered me.
Why does it bother you?
I don't know. It just bothered me.
In what way?
I didn't like that they used a bunch of little people in that whole.
You
I don't
didn't
know.
Like
I feel
that they
like,
got work?
I mean, I'm happy for them for that.
It was Munchkin Land.
But just watching it, I don't know.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
They were supported as actors, and you feel like that was
Yeah, they were
thing?
Adequately paid for their time there.
And the other thing was watching it like that, we saw the wall and where the wall was and the little,
oh, yeah,
there's a little shadow at the
wall.
Oh,
yeah. That's another thing. That's the reason when you watch these in high def, they were never meant to be seen that way.
Not even necessarily high def, just on a, you know, a huge screen, mm-hmm, where it's not all washed out. You can clearly see where the shadow, where the set ends, and you see the backdrop painted.
When I saw it, they redid it in IMAX 3D, and that actually, the way they did the 3D actually made it look like a stage play. They kind of use that to your advantage. So it looked like because they did all the trees and stuff in the foreground.
Uh-huh.
So it just looked like you were watching a play.
And that kind
of,
really
cool. That really like made it, I was like, oh, they kind of.
That almost, IMAX, that probably would add to it.
That added to it because it looked like you were just watching a live production of it. So when you saw it as the backdrop, you're like, oh, that just looks like a, it was really, really well done. It was cool.
I guess if you think of it that way, yeah, mm-hmm, it's pretty cool.
But it's hard to do with, because I just watched Grapes of Wrath and there's a whole scene where they are walking. The first scene is shot outside, and then it's when they're walking. He's walking with the preacher back to where they're walking to his uncle's house.
Right.
And you can see that it's a stage, and you can even hear their echoes when they're talking. Like, you can tell it's bouncing, like, off of the walls. And it just kind of like, well, you know, they had to do this scene for whatever reason. They had to do it indoors.
I feel like that's a really common thing in the 60s and 70s.
This is back in the 40s.
40s still, too.
There's a movie, just, you know, I want you to watch called Battleground. It takes place in 1949. Or, I'm sorry, it was filmed in 1949. It takes place in World War II. And it's the 101st Airborne in the Battle of the Bulge. Your favorite thing.
Yeah.
It won an Academy Award. It's on, I don't think it's on Turner right now. We didn't watch it, but it's great. And it was like one of the first realistic war movies. But it's almost all shot on a soundstage. Like, almost the whole thing is shot, like,
I want to see that. Soundstage.
It's really good.
You haven't really watched we didn't watch a war movie.
Oh, that's what I was going to recommend to you. So right now on Amazon Prime, there is a movie called A Bridge Too Far, and it is it's the 70s version of The Longest Day. Mm-hmm. It's based on a book written by the same author as The Longest Day, Cornelius Ryan, who was a war historian. I don't know if he was a war correspondent, but he was a writer, wrote a lot of books about the war. And let me tell you, we'll give you a little bit of the cast in
Stephen Queen.
This is in the 70s, you said?
This is so this is a very 1970s cast.
It's not going to be in your list?
It's not on my list because I don't own it. It is a 3-hour movie.
Ooh.
It is directed by Sir Richard Attenborough, who you know as Big X from Great Escape, and also John Hammond from Jurassic Park.
Why are you... Okay.
He is the director.
As John Hammond from Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Cornelius Ryan wrote the book, and William Goldman, whom you know from, right? What movies did William Goldman write?
Right?
The Princess Bride.
Yes.
Oh. Good.
And Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
He wrote the screenplay for this, and it's about a big operation that took place in Holland called Operation Market Garden. And let me give you some of the cast. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah.
Ryan O'Neill. We haven't got to Ryan O'Neill yet, but he was huge in the 70s. Gene Hackman.
Mm. Wait, so when
he's listing actors.
Oh, sorry.
When what?
When he's not playing James Bond, does he sound normal?
Yes.
No. He's always...
No, he's John.
He always sounds...
That's Sean Connery.
That's his voice. Michael Caine.
Okay.
Ooh, Michael Caine.
Anthony Hopkins.
What is this cast? It's the weirdest cast.
No, seriously, you need to watch it. There are a bunch of people in it. And then you'll recognize some of the Germans who have been in other movies as Germans, including The Longest Day. Because there's only so many German actors, right?
Yeah.
So they all make reappearances as Nazis. Check it out. It's on Amazon Prime right now.
At least they keep continuity.
And it's kind of the same thing where it's Longest Day, and it gives you different
perspectives.
They're all on the same. It's all one operation, but you're seeing different parts of it.
Oh, I want to see
how
this.
How it worked out. Ooh. And so check it out. It's called A Bridge Too Far. And
okay, bye guys.
I think you might like it. You tend to like 3-hour war epics. I don't like it as much as...
As Longest Day,
but I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, obviously not. You don't own it.
I don't own it, but that is definitely
on the list.
On the list, and there's so many actors in there you'll recognize from just being in the background of movies and other there's a lot of people from like James Bond movies who turn up.
Oh,
so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I just realized we could have gone. There's so many movies in 1973. We could have actually done a James Bond movie for next week, but we're not going to.
Yay. Woo!
Come on. Which one?
Live and Let Die.
Oh.
Come on.
So good.
Come on.
But one of the best theme songs, that's for sure.
Better than Live Goldfinger?
Live and Let Die.
Oh, yeah. One of the most...
Wait, what does the Live and Let Die sound like?
You've never heard Live and Let Die? You've never heard Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and Wings?
I'm not going to lie. Jake is not helping. I still don't get it.
Live and Let Die. Yeah, it's good.
No,
oh, is it a country song?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a great country song.
Oh, that was the best.
It's my favorite country song.
The only James Bond movie we gotta watch is Man with a Golden Gun.
Is it weird that that's not a woman? You did, you know you did, you
know you did. No, From Russia with Love was Matt Monroe. The changing world in which we live in
makes you give in and cry. Sounds like Queen.
Oh, wait, just wait. Die.
It sounds like Paul McCartney.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
Is this a James Bond film?
Yes.
In the beginning?
Yes.
I'm so confused on what the intro looks like. What lady is like belly dancing?
Oh,
to
you're gonna see it.
What naked lady is belly dancing to that?
Oh, you're definitely gonna see it. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
It's also pretty racist. So there's that. But we'll be getting to that soon.
Mm-hmm.
And who's Bond?
Roger Moore, your favorite. It's his first.
I don't like. I've never seen. Oh no, I saw him in The Golden Gun.
Yeah, Man with the Golden Gun.
I don't know why he made you watch that one.
It's
that is
horrible.
Not a good. Well,
and he's already old, and he doesn't run.
But
and
the
he
Golden
can't
Gun
fight.
Can kill anybody.
He can't.
One shot.
He's already old.
He's old. He can't fight, and he can't run. It's like, how is he James Bond?
Oh, that's so good.
I really don't have a good picture of him. I thought we were supposed to watch Diamonds Are Forever.
Is that like a Walker and Golden Gun or what?
We haven't watched it yet. I know Brent and a couple of people are pushing for it, but I'm going to wait.
Isn't John pushing for it? But you don't like it.
I don't like it.
Like what?
It's the Diamonds Are Forever. Forever.
Why?
It's my least favorite Bond movie. Why? Probably. Because Connery, you can just tell, he does not, like, came back, he's a little heavy-ish. His toupee's not looking good in that one.
He got fat.
He's Wait. Not because in
is
in,
that the one with the pool in the beginning and he's wearing his little Terry suit?
That's like half of them.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Then maybe I've
no.
Seen
the
it.
Terry suit is
that's gold.
No, I think
gold
he is wearing a Terry suit in
gold.
The beginning of.
That's almost a gold member. Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
I like the Goldfinger song. I mean, sometimes like I'll just sing that out of nowhere.
Goldfinger.
Doesn't go any further than that.
Yeah.
But that's
the
word.
He's
the
man.
The man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger.
Ew.
Gross. Well, I'm just saying. Just
can you at least warm up your hands before you do that?
Mm-hmm. Blow on them or something.
Come on. Stick them in your armpits. Just warm those bitches up, okay? You got to do that work.
Oh, good job. Good on you guys.
Just
good
some
on.
Heavy breathing. You.
Oh, we got to talk about Red Dead Redemption. How far are you, Patrick?
God. I have not played since we last talked. I haven't had.
What happened, man?
I've been busy. Fell and distracted. And
wait, are we done with the men era?
No.
The manly man.
No.
Era.
No. Because remember, we got the 80s action guys coming.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're
and
different
then you
than
got the
these 90s guys.
No. 80s is worse.
But these guys are like awesome.
Who's
Bronson, Clint Eastwood.
Well, they make a lot of movies.
McQueen.
Yeah, but remember, we got Schwarzenegger,
Willis.
Stallone.
Those are different men. I like these men.
I like old men.
I got to tell
those
you guys,
men are babies.
I got to tell you guys something about Red Dead
girls.
Redemption.
Yes.
Right? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go
guys,
ahead. Go.
Is it a spoiler?
Well,
you should preface.
Let me just tell you guys. I don't know what this music is.
But I was okay with it.
Listen,
I can work it.
If you go up into the mountains and explore,
uh-huh.
I've found several mysterious objects.
Yes.
First, There's a tomb up in the mountains. It's like an old, it's an ancient tomb. And I've been by there twice in the middle of the night. And there's a man who howls at the moon.
Oh.
And when you go try to find him, he sends wolves after you.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Wolfman.
I also found a house that looks like a hobbit house up in the mountains. Yes. You can't get in it, but it's dug into the side of a hill.
Probably just an Easter egg.
Looks like a
hobbit hole.
Looks like a hobbit hole. Also, I found this. Did you stumble upon the serial killer yet?
Mm-mm.
Ugh.
Wait, did you go back and do it?
I'm afraid.
Just take one for the team.
I don't know where to find it. I found two of the clues.
Just save beforehand.
No.
Yeah, just save and then reload your save and never do it again.
I want to tell you about a plot point coming up, but I don't want to spoil the game for anybody.
Yeah, I don't spoil it because I haven't even played it yet and I want to.
And he won't.
I think I missed a golden opportunity because I won't tell you how it happens, but there is a... So, you know, you're supposed to collect information on all the flora and fauna in the game to fill out your little compendium.
Yes.
I ended up in a place. I won't tell you where it is or how I got there. I don't think I can go back. And I didn't have time to study the flora and fauna. So I'm hoping that later in the game...
Do you have like a vision quest?
No.
You smoke some peyote?
Not exactly, but you're on kind of on the right track. I will tell you, the story mode in that game is compelling. And you will want to complete the story, but you'll be equally torn to try to complete the story, but also to explore as much as possible.
It's usually my problem with games like this is like, okay, I got to do the story. What's that over there?
Yeah, exactly.
But what's that?
Exactly.
It's like, okay, walking over to this, like, hey, what's that guy doing? You walk over there.
I'm wandering.
Then it
down.
Gives you like a 3-hour side quest.
I will because I got the extended version from Target that I know that you get to go back to the original map, at least the part of America. So you get tall trees. All of the other areas, New Austin, like that area.
So there's a part in the beginning of the story that you can't normally go back to.
Well, you're wanted in Blackwater. So if you remember the original map where Blackwater is, everything on this in this game takes place to the north and to the east of Blackwater.
Okay.
So Blackwater is like the border, but if you zoom out on the map, you can see the shape of the original map, and you know it's there. But I'm almost 50% through the game, and that has not opened up yet.
Wow.
So you have to do a lot of quests, and there are a lot of side quests. But take the time to do everything, and the more people you help, I will tell you this. If you see anybody in walking out that's like wounded or like a couple of people are snake bitten, they'll be like, suck out the poison. But you don't have to suck out the poison. You can give them a medicine. It is funny if you suck out the poison, though, because then later on, like...
Don't tell anybody I did this.
But I'll give you a spoiler. I helped two people who got snake bit, and one of them was like, hey, pick anything out of the gun shop, and I'll pay for it. So any guns that are unlocked up to that time, you can get for free.
Wow.
And then another one was like, pick anything out of the... You know, like this, out of the store. So if you need supplies or anything, he'll buy it for you. So save up if you need something really expensive, like an accessory you want or whatever. So be sure to help as many people as you can.
It pays to be a good guy.
The one thing, I don't know if you guys have noticed it yet, but for me.
Can you hold up a gun store?
Yes, you can rob anybody you want. But
can you take the guns?
You can't steal the guns, but
you can take the money.
You can always kill somebody in the street, and then if they have a gun, you can just take it. But I will tell you that.
So get someone to go in and buy a gun, bring it out, shoot them.
Most of the people that have guns are pretty crappy. Most of the people. The times you get the guns are if you get a mission, they're like, hey, we're going to rob this wagon full of guns.
Here, take this gun.
Here's a rifle for you. And then you get the bolt action or whatever. But there are a lot of really fun and diverting side missions. Some of them are really dumb, but you always end up. It's like Grand Theft Auto. You always end up going back just to see.
I just remember playing the first one for the longest time, getting the lasso, and I just kept lassoing people and dragging them behind you.
Yeah,
because you're just a horrible.
The
human
one
being.
Horrible thing I've noticed in this game is if you don't put your gun away, you will just shoot.
You'll shoot it.
So the other day I was in the
you
city.
You accidentally pressed the trigger. Yeah. I was like, oh fuck, sorry.
I was in the city of Saint Denis. Uh-huh. Which is basically New Orleans.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me to do a mission. I went back to them to report that I had done the mission. And you're supposed to hold L2 to like focus on them and get them to talk. And I forgot I had a gun in my hand and I pushed the wrong button. I literally blew their head off. Like literally just...
Whoops. Oh, shit.
And some of them...
I did the mission. But oh, shit.
Yep, and I ended up losing my horse because of it, because I tried to take off,
and they killed my horse,
and I had this horse trained. So the longer you're with a horse, the more things he'll learn to do. Yeah, you get a connection, it builds up over time. Mm-hmm. So I had a horse called Silver Blaze, named after a Sherlock Holmes story, and I love this horse. We had traveled all over the map, and the cops in Saint Denis gunned him down like an animal. He was my horse. He's my best friend. Yeah.
Did you go back to your save point?
I tried to and it was gone. So I had another backup horse. It was in Appaloosa.
Fine. You got to play hardcore. I'm going to
name her Perdita from, she's all spotted. Yeah.
Appaloosa.
She's in Appaloosa.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful horse.
Yep.
You're ridiculous. That game is so great, though.
It's fun. It's a fun.
It's a fun.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to get it. Can't wait to get a PS4 and then get it.
Are you going to get a
PS4? Sooner or later. Patrick has one for me.
I'm just waiting for him to come get it.
Yep.
That's all right. We're still best friends.
It's okay. I asked one of my friends when we were first playing Halo how to throw a bomb. And he's like, just do this. And then I threw it, but it landed on him and it just blew him up. And I was like, my bad. Got it.
I know how it works now.
Terrible.
Love it. All right. Well, guys, so we're going to...
Real quick.
What's up?
Talking about video games. Another one I've been playing.
What have you been playing?
Kingdom Come Deliverance.
What is that?
It is a...
Realistic.
For the most part,
RPG.
Historically accurate medieval RPG in which you play the son of blacksmith, where your town gets attacked by French military.
Damn French.
And it's just you trying to get revenge because they killed your whole town and your family. And you start off terrible at everything.
Yeah. Work your way up.
And you work your way up. And it's very satisfying and cool. They actually teach you martial combat for swords and stuff.
Do you really learn it? Like, I could play this game and then actually be a swordsman?
Maybe. If you try.
Because I know I'm a gunfighter now from playing all that Red Dead Redemption.
There you go.
I know how to hunt animals.
You can block and parry, and you can sidestep stuff and counterattack. It's really cool.
So you have to learn, actual
You're actually moves. Having to learn how to fight.
That's awesome. I kind of like that. But is it multiplayer, or are you playing solo?
Single player.
Is there any fantasy element, or are you actually just trying to fight?
It is medieval.
That's awesome.
All medieval.
I love it.
And they took a lot of time to do research and stuff, so a lot of the things are very accurate. A lot of the plot elements in the story are tied to historical events.
Nice.
And I think it's over by Hungary, I think, Germany, somewhere in there.
What
I forget exactly where, but it's really good.
What platforms is this
on? You can get it on PS4, PC. I don't know about Xbox One, but at least PS4 and PC.
All right. Anything else to add, guys?
No.
That's it? That's all we've done?
That's it.
I haven't been out a lot.
It's okay. We love you guys. Mm-hmm. So we're going to sign off with this episode. We do have an episode of our board game podcast coming up. That's been on hiatus for a little bit, but we will be working on that very, very soon. So
I have a question.
Look forward to that. Yes, quick question at the end there.
I was listening to another podcast, I know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Fuck this bitch.
But it deals with... It's a male question.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, so
and
you
do
wipe...
do you wipe you... front oh. to back or back to front? Because I heard the argument between two guys.
Front
and the
to
guy.
Back?
It's front to back. We talked about
why
this.
Would you,
yes,
why
front
would
to otherwise
back.
You have to hold your balls in one hand and wipe backwards
and
forwards.
And then why
that
would you... Why would you,
sense.
Why would you wipe anything towards yourself?
I don't know. That's what Jack Shepard does.
Away.
Who does that?
Jack Shepard.
Dax Shepard does that?
Yes.
Wipe away the demons.
He had the argument with Jason Bateman.
Away.
Yeah, I'm with Jason Bateman on this.
Cleanse yourself.
He had the argument. Jason Bateman thought it was disgusting because you were going to get your poop on your balls.
Yes.
And then he was like, let me show you.
Swamp ass, like swamp
and
balls.
And he's
That's
like,
nasty.
Oh, you use a second hand. So you're using both of your hands. Now both of your hands are dirty. And they just had a whole argument over it.
No, that's
it.
No.
And I didn't know if that was a normal thing that a
no,
guy would even do.
No, that's not that? Normal.
Why would you want to taint
your
taint?
Who does
that?
You
like
can
that.
Send your responses to
Terrible.
At Soup Complex
yeah, you guys,
on Twitter.
Yeah,
they're all like, this guy, this guy.
Yes. Yeah. Send us a follow us on at Soup Complex and tell us, do you wipe forward or back or toward?
I'm
away?
Just hoping I'll find
towards
one person.
Or away.
Do we have
I can't
forward
wait
or backwards?
For all the
towards
responses.
I
want to
find one person
go,
and ask them why.
If you go back to front, you're also pushing the toilet paper, and if it's not good toilet paper,
yeah,
it's going to stick, and it's just going to be a mess.
He's got brown shit all over your face.
Yes. Always away.
Always away.
Yeah.
Drag.
Yeah. Dude, what is wrong with Dax Shepard?
Drag never, pull never push.
I don't know.
Kristen Bell needs, she needs to get out of this relationship.
Jesus.
She needs out of this thing.
She needs to let it go.
There's a whole conversation on that.
What podcast was this?
Dax Shepard has a podcast. It's Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard.
Obviously, he's not an expert.
No, he
and he's doing front. Live shows too now.
Everyone's doing live shows.
Small ones.
We
though.
Should do a live show.
Did you know that My Favorite Murder?
Five people there.
They were the only ones who had that big of a venue and sold out.
Yeah,
the biggest live show for a podcast was their 7,000 show.
That's crazy because so many people. But when you look, I mean, there's a whole Investigation Discovery is a whole channel just built on that type of programming.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's nosy and they want to know.
Yeah, my mom. I'll come over to my mom and she'll be like, "Look at this guy. I know." She'll be like, "I know the husband did it. I
know
the husband did it."
You want to know that cheese may?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's it.
True He's crime. So proud that he knows that.
Yeah, that's it. Cheese may. She wants to know. Tell me the cheese may. Tell me. Tell me the cheese may.
Really, Mira.
Yeah. Hey, I heard in Filipino it's peck peck.
Hey! Tell me the peck peck.
Where's the peck peck?
Oh no. Oh no.
Okay, guys. For Justine, for Patrick, for Jake, for myself, we save. This transmission ends now, and please fight the power. Follow us on Soup Complex on Twitter at Soup Complex, SOUP Complex. Oh, quick reminder: go listen to Everything I Learned from Movies. Where it's too late to vote, unfortunately. I forgot to mention it last week, but I went up against Liz from the Nerdy Bitches and Brent from the Home Video Hustle, and we gave our James Bond reboot ideas. I came in second. With 32% of the votes, I believe Brent came in with 18%, and then Liz came in with 50. So congratulations, you guys were able to split the minorities yet again, have us fighting each other out while you just take away the prize. So congratulations to Liz for that tactic.
Reboot all of James Bond?
It was we cast a James Bond movie.
Oh, the next
so
James
do you
Bond.
Want, yeah, it's for, so.
Who was your vote?
I did Michael Fassbender for my James Bond.
Okay.
Why'd you go with him?
I think he'd be perfect because he's just, if you look at him in the Alien movies, he's just the right amount of cold and detached, while still kind of. But he could play up that suaveness and
what
that
did
smoothness.
Brent say?
Brett did Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
You mm-hmm. know the only reason I voted for you is because we're on the same show.
Yes.
I would have voted for Brent's.
Brent had a good cast.
That's loyal.
Yeah,
that's loyal.
I literally voted there. Just because it was you.
I would have voted for Brent had I voted.
I voted on Party
Thanks a
Lines.
Lot.
You're
Thank
okay.
you.
But I didn't vote. So
I appreciate
what was,
that.
What was Liz's?
You want to? You want me to just read the whole thing real quick?
No.
No, I just want to know what hers was. That's
no,
it
right. doesn't
just
matter.
The, just
no, we
James
don't care.
Bond.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll get that right.
It's a woman, right?
She
we do
Charlize
female,
Theron.
We do need a feral, female Bond.
Charlize Theron.
Female Bond. That would
Can
be great.
You guys
great.
Come up with a
Mix
little,
it up.
Little music while I
it
look it up
was,
real quick.
It was. Here we go. James Bond was Ming-Na Wen.
Oh, yeah.
M was Jessica Walter.
Who is the mom Archer. And Archer.
Q was Eddie Redmayne.
Wait, who was James Bond?
Ming-Na Wen. I don't know who she is.
Ming-Na. From, she's in, she was the voice of Mulan. She's now on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, no. Brent was John Boyega.
Oh, that's completely different.
That is
oh,
completely
that's right.
Different.
Brent
that's,
was...
Never mind. You still got my vote.
Shoot, I'm racist.
It was probably Idris Elba or I don't know, someone.
It was his son. You were close. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. That's it. End the show. It's over.
Dang it. I hate when I'm racist.
That was a completely different...
I forgot it was John Boyega.
Goodbye, folks.
You guys know I'm self-absorbed, right? Yes. You guys know I'm self-absorbed.
Clearly.
I'll tell you the name of my James Bond girl, though. Amanda Ridewell, and she was played by.
I want James Bond to be gay and going after a guy.
You know, go watch Bohemian Rhapsody. All right, so for everybody, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week with another great show. An edition of our Digital Movie Club is next week.
I have a great name for if it would be gay Bond for the for the gay for like a male agent, Luke Moorcock.
See, that's not a real name.
It is. It is an actual real name. Is I Moorcock? Saw in a credit of a movie. Yes,
like Moorcock.
M O O R C O C K E.
Okay.
Yeah, Luke Moorcock.
Okay.
Yeah. It's legit.
It's got to be a little bit more subtle than that. Yeah. I don't think. I think that you're too blatant.
Pussy galore.
See,
pussy
subtle.
Galore.
Subtle.
It has to end with like Wang.
So Harry he's Asian
Wang.
Now.
There you go.
Harry Wang.
Harry Wang.
No gay guy's going to want to go for Harry Wang.
I would go after Harry Wang. Wow.
Please turn this off. My God, it's just boiling down to nonsense.
Okay, bye.
We're going to end the show on a high note, guys.
Just play me out with some Queen, please.
As we always do. We don't have any Queen available.
No, you piece of shit.
What do you want to hear?
No, it's fine. Let's just kill it. Just end it. What? This thing needs to die.
Wait, you don't like Harry Wang?
I just can't. I can't take her anymore.
Who doesn't love Harry? Who doesn't love Harry Wang?
Badminton. Great Harry name. Wang wins BUCS Nationals men's singles crown.
Willie Wang.
Willie Wang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's his name? Willie.
Yeah, more subtle, right, Patrick?
What's that actor's name?
Pussy galore. Yep. More octopussy. Yes. Okay.
What's the guy's name from Cheers?
Willie make it? And Betty Won't?
No, he's also in the Planet of the Apes movie.
5 miles of the Restroom by Willie Make It and Betty Won't. Don't you remember?
Woody Harrelson. Right?
Woody Harrelson. Woody, yeah.
Woody would work too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Woody Moorcock. There you go.
That's way better.
Mm-hmm. Good job. We did it, guys.
Yeah, we did.
Woody did. Moorcock.
Perfect.
All right. So for Justine. For Patrick, and for who else is here?
I don't know.
Jake.
Some guy.
Some guy. It's supposed to be good for you.
Some guy. It's fine.
Oh, God, I love this town. For all of you guys, we say fight the power. And this transmission ends now.